The following shiur has been presented by Rav Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havar Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Kama has been graciously dedicated by Rav Tzvi Reisman and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his esteemed father, Harav Yehoshua Heschel Reisman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an Eloi to his neshama.
Daf Nun Aleph. Someone goes and digs a bore in the main street or in any public property, is he over an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabbanan? The Mishnah Melech says that Rashi later on in Daf Nun Gimel says that the Issa is making a kilkul in a Rashus Rabbi, and that is only an Issa Derabbanan. Continues the Mishnah Melech. There is a machlokes whether yesh shliach or ein shliach, the dvar avera, if that applies only for an issa deraisa or also for an issa derabbanan. Says the Mishnah Lemelech that we can bring a raya from here that even by an issa derabbanan there is ein shliach the dvar avera, since the Gemara asks where do we have a case of a borsa shutvin, two people told someone else to dig a bore. That cannot be the case, because ein shteich dvar avera. So we have a proof that even by an issa derabbanan we say ein shliach dvar avera. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Gimel and says he does not understand, since the issa making a bore or any other mikshed, any other stumbling block in the Rishus HaRabim is definitely an Issa Deraisa, as is brought down in Rambam Hilchos Ritzeach, that even in your own resource it is Osa. So all the more so in Rishus HaRabim. The Issa which the Minchas Chinuch is referring to is Loi Sosim Domim Reveisecho. From this passage we learn the chiyuv of making a makeh. If so, maybe that is only when one digs a bore and leaves it open without anyone looking after it. But if I was to place a shomer or something around the hole to make sure that no one get injured, then there will be no issa deraisa, only an issa derabbanan or damaging Rishus HaRabim. According to this, the Mishnah Melech has a nice raya, a nice proof that even by Issa Derabbanan we say ein shliach v'dvar avera. It's worth noting the Yad Ramah says in Bava Basha Daf Chavot that it is forbidden to call something that can harm other people, either because it said it's ni'ivel eisitei mikshoy, or because of v'hafta l'reacha kamoicha. Now, the Yamsha Shlema says that the issa of making a bor is as long as the bor is still there, all a covering helps is to make him potter from paying. But if the bor is there, that is an issa. So we see that the issa is not because of lacking in shmira of the bor, but the etzem digging of the bor is the issa. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch, the question which the Minchas Chinuch asked, is still standing. Continues the Minchas Chinuch. He brings a Rashba who says that when the Gemara asks, where do we find the bor of Shutvin, why can't we say that he's talking about it was dug by a goy, who a goy has no avera to do it, and he is called their shliach? Answers the Rashba, ain't shlichus the goy. We all know there's no shlichus for a goy. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Machne Ephraim has a sofik. Someone built a makeh with a goyisha worker. Can he make a brocha or not? Since we say ain't shlichus la'akum, there's no shlichus la'akum, and maybe he, if he went to build a makeh, even though it was for you, but ain't shlichus la'akum, he cannot make a brocha. So the Machne Ephraim wants to be mechalek between a sheliach and a poel. A worker has a different din. Since we all know Yad Poilek, Yad Balabais, whatever the worker does, is like that the Balabais did it himself. The Nafka Minna is that when a Shliach wants to be Zoicha something for a person who sent him, then he has to have Kavona for it. And if he was not Mechaven, the Meshalech himself is not Koyin it. However, a Poil, a worker, even if he lifted up a Metzia, thinking it to be for himself, it belongs automatically to the Baal HaBayis. Since Yad Poilek, Yad Baal HaBayis, as we say that his whole goof becomes the Baal HaBayis' goof. And therefore, says the Machne Ephraim, that a Poilek could make a bracha. For this reason, says the Michas Chinuch, that the Gemara could have said, a Boyish HaShutim is talking about a Goyish HaPoilek, who was told by two shutim to go and dig a boy. Others say that since the Rashba himself did not say it, it is a raya, not like the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim comes and gives another answer. Whether a Shaliach mistake, the Machne Ephraim also goes into the case there whether a Shaliach can make a mitzvah or not, can make a bracha on a maki or not. The Chora, it's totally mistake. The Machne Ephraim gives another reason why he thinks that he could make a bracha on this maki, even though the Goy did it and ain't shlichus the Goy. Because when do we say Ein Shlichus the Goy, something which needs Shlichus, like Truma? But something which does not need Shlichus, and anyway, he could have been done. For example, over here, that if I would have gone, someone would have gone and repaired the mark of his friend, Shaloi Midaitoi. It's also counted that he is made a marker, that he was Makai Mitzvah's marker, so therefore we do not need Shlichus. We have the same machloikas in Hilchas Pesach, machloikas of Kiveida Mogen Avraham. In Simen Tov Mem Vov, it says, Hamoitzi Chomet Beveisoi Bepesach, Koifa Olam Esakli. From the Gemara Pesachin Avraham, someone finds a piece of Chomet in his house on Pesach, he has to be Koifa Olam Esakli, put something on top of this Chomet, and on Motzei Yom Tov, he can go and burn it. The Mogen Avraham brings a shloh that says, why koif olav es akli? He should bring a goy and take it out. Says Rabbi Kivega, no, he cannot do that. Because ein shlichus the goy, and he will not be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. We have the same achlekes as well between the Mogen Avraham and Rabbi Kivega in Hilchos Ner Shabbos. What is the din if a woman was an oneness and she couldn't light candles, near Shabbos, till Ben Ashmashes? Says the Mogen Avraham, she shall bring a goy, the goy shall light the candles for her, and then she can make the brocha. Says Rabbi Kiva Ega, how can you do such a thing? Ein shlichus la'akum. What is the machleika say the Mogen Avraham, Rabbi Kiva Ega? The Mogen Avraham holds by Chometz, by Ner Shabbos. The main thing is, I should not have any Chometz in my house. I'm a Kaim Mitzvah Tashbisu if I haven't got any Chometz. I'm a Kaim Ner Shabbos if my candles are lit. Rabbi Kivega holds, that is not the case. Rabbi Kivega holds, I'm a Kaim Tashbisu, I myself have to go and be Mevai the Chometz. Ner Chanukah, their Shabbos, I myself have to go and light the candles. And the Chora, this is also what we said here, the Machne Ephraim is holding like the Mogen Avraham. Since the Machne Ephraim says that here a Maki could make another bracha, why? Because the Maki, as long as the Maki is affired in the kind of mitzvah. It's also kedai to mention here Chsam Sofer in Gittin Daf Chof Beis brings whether you can mekayim mitzvahs mishleach manis through a monkey. Very poorly, kasha send a monkey to bring my shlach manis to myself according to those who hold shlichos. And the Chasam Sofer wants to say that a monkey would help, since the medina mishleach manis means that a person should receive the mishleach manis. L'hav is achva v'reus. What does it bother me if a monkey brings it, or a human being brings it, as long as my friend gets the mishleach manis, I do mekayim the mitzvah. Let's go back to our bar now. There was a story here of a cleaning lady who the first time came to work at someone's house, and when she washed the floor, all the water she put out onto the balcony. Now, on the balcony there was a draining hole. The lady did not know that all the water drops down from this draining hole onto the street. Suddenly a person was walking by. He slipped on the water and was injured. The question asked here, is anyone chayev to pay for the damage caused? If yes, who is chayev? The cleaning lady or the bala sabayit, the bala boska? The chora, since the cleaning lady relied on the bala boska, and she knew that she was relying on her, since the cleaning lady was the first time she had been in the house, she had no idea that the water just falls down on the street. Therefore, she is reckoned as a shaliach. A shaliach of who? A shaliach of a balas habayit, a balas habayit, to pour the water onto the street, even though we have just learned that shlichus does not help to dig a burial, but it could be that if she did not know what happens, that we have the poskim that say that this is not applied. Since the whole reason of Ein Shliach L'Tzva Aveira is because Divrei HaRav V'Divrei HaTalmud Divrei Mishremit. And if the Talmud did not know, or if it was the Shegek, then Ein Shliach L'Tzva Aveira applying. So here we could say that the owner of the house, Abala Tabayis, who did know, she is a Mishaleach and she will be Chayav. However, there are others who say that there is no difference whether the shaliach knew or not. Like the Shach says, it is a gveres akosov, and we always say, ein shaliach ledva aveir. The chora, according to the Machne Ephraim that we just bought, if the cleaning lady is being paid, so we say, yad perik, yad balabayas, and she will definitely be chayev. As we said, that's the difference between a perik and a shaliach. Now, if the cleaning lady would have known that the water could cause damage, maybe here we could say that she is the one who made the bar. And even if Barabbas would have told her to clear all the water through the balcony, she would have to make sure that no one could be damaged by her bar that she would make. And therefore, she would be chayav. Here again, according to the Machne Ephraim, there is no difference since Yad Perik Yad Barabbas, and we could only be Mechayev the Barabbas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.